Soon he would be a man. Not after months or years as it had been, but in a day. In a day, Coyote Runs would be a man and take the new name which only he would know, because finally, after 14 summers, they were taking him on a raid. He had difficulty believing it. For this summer and 2 summers past, he had gone time and time again to the old place, the medicine place, the ancient place in another canyon only he knew about, and prayed for manhood, all for nothing. For the whole of this summer and 2 summers past, he had been ignored, thought of as still a boy, and now it was upon him. In the morning, he had risen early and walked away from the camp before the fires yet smoked, and gone to the stream to rinse his mouth and take a cool drink, and nothing seemed different. He had gone to the ponies and looked at them, and thought how it would be some day to own a pony, 2 of them, many of them when he was a man, and could go on raids to take horses and a Mexican saddle with silver on it, like Magpie had done when he became a man, and who could now walk with his neck swollen. All some day. That's how he thought then, in the morning. It would all come some day. He would be an Apache warrior and ride down past the Bluebellies' fort, across the dirty little river into Mexico, and prove that he was a man. Someday. After he had watched the pony herd for a time, he walked back to the huts in the early morning sun and saw that his mother was making a fire to heat a pot of stew made from a fat steer they had taken from Carnegie's ranch. The rancher had many such steers and did not mind when the village took one. Coyote Runs liked to watch his mother make fire. She was round and her face shone in the sun, and her hands were so sure when she piled the sticks and struck the white man's lucifer stick to make the fire that he thought of her as not just his mother, but the mother of the fire. As she was the mother of the stew and the wood and the sand and the hut and Coyote Runs, the mother of all things. Then Magpie had come out of his hut where he slept with his family, though he was a man, because he did not have his own wife yet. He saw Coyote Run sitting near his mother and came to him and squatted next to him in the dirt. "It is a fine morning," he said, which caused Coyote Runs to look at him because his voice was light and teasing. "A fine morning to be a man." Coyote Run said nothing but had a sour taste in his mouth. It was not like Magpie to make fun of him or to be proud so that it showed in a teasing voice. "I have heard stories," Magpie said. And now Coyote Runs could tell that he was teasing openly. But he was smiling, and his eyes were not mean. "What kind of stories?" "I have heard stories of a new raid to where the silver saddles are, a raid which will leave tomorrow, a raid which will have all the warriors on it." Coyote Runs felt it now, the small excitement that came from surprises. "All the warriors and men there are." "Tell me, warrior, do you have a pony?" "I'm going?" Coyote Runs tried to keep his voice even. Magpie smiled wider and nodded. "It is thought that you could come to hold the horses and see how it is to be on a raid. Sancta said it, said you could come by name." Coyote Runs thrilled inside but tried to remain cool, not show it as was proper, for a man, as a man should act. Sancta was a scarred old man who could not be touched by arrows or bullets, who had led all the raids since Coyote Runs knew there were raids. Sancta decided who would go and who would stay, and he had decided. "I do not have a proper pony for war, but it is perhaps true that I have a friend with a pony?" He looked pointedly at Magpie. "Do I have such a friend?" Magpie nodded. "I will loan you that small brown pony with the white eye, until you can get your own." "Until I can get my own." Magpie stood. "I think I will go down to the stream now and clean myself." Coyote Runs nodded, but did not stand. Inside he was ready to explode, but he remained cool. "Yes, the water was good this morning." And he thought, I am to be a man. I am going on a raid, and I am to be a man. There was much to do. He must ready himself and his bow and check his arrows. He must make certain that everything was the best that it could be. I am to be a man. There was much to do.